Hey everyone, and welcome to the Motion Church Weekly Podcast, where we examine what our church is learning each week and share some practical ways you can put your faith into action. For more information on Motion Church, head to our website at motionchurch.life. We thank you for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy this episode. This is Caleb with Motion Church. It has been a while since we've been together. Long while. And we've been going through some changes in personal lives, Motion Church, a lot of things going on. So we have sadly let the podcast slide a little bit, but we are back and we are talking about Titus. Picking back up in Titus chapter 1, verses 10 through 16, which says, "For there are many who are insubordinate, empty talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision party. They must be silenced, since they are upsetting whole families by teaching for shameful gain what they ought not to teach. One of the Cretans, a prophet of their own, said, 'Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons.' This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not devoting themselves to Jewish myths and the commands of people who turn away from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure, but to the defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But both their minds and their consciences are defiled. They profess to know God, but they deny him by their works. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work." Man, that is some tough language
right
there.
It is. Heavy-duty stuff.
I tell you. Paul is kind of laying it out here. This is what false teachers are like, and this is what they do. What's cool, though, is the verses before this, before verse 10 here in chapter 1, Paul is placing an importance on leadership in the church. And I find that in order for the church to be protected from the false teachers, has to be godly leadership in place. And that was Paul's desire for Titus to carry out there. And so, Shannon, go ahead and walk us through some things that we covered in our groups here from Titus chapter 1.
Yeah, I think one of the main things that Paul is really stressing here is the fact that there are false teachers out there. There's going to be people who are going to come into the church with their own agenda, wanting to line their own pockets, make a little lifestyle out of leading people astray. And it's our job as leaders in the church, it's our job as the under-shepherds of Christ to help protect the flock from these false teachers. And it's nothing new. I mean, Paul's dealing with it right there in his day, and is like, you guys talked in your group, and we even talked in our group. False teachers have been around from the very beginning, all the way back to the ultimate false teacher, which was Satan himself in the garden, which got all this stuff kickstarted from the get-go. But I think one of the coolest stories I ever heard was reading a book, and they described the pastoral role as a shepherd and talked about the shepherds back in the New Testament days. And what they would do is they would build these pens of stone, circular pens, that they would put their sheep in at night. And they were, the walls were just tall enough that the sheep couldn't jump out of it. And it would have a doorway that they would lead them through, but they wouldn't have a physical door on this pen. The shepherd himself would be the door, and that way every sheep had to pass through the shepherd. Now, the reference in the book was to Jesus as the good shepherd and why he was using that illustration. But, you know, that's what we're to do as leaders in the church with the different local churches that we've been given to shepherd over, and that's what Paul is stressing with Titus. Is, you know, it's like you said, the verses leading up, here's what a godly leader is, and now this is one of the things that you need to to do. There's false teachers in the church. You need to get rid of them. And the thing to understand about false teachers is, I'm not talking about somebody who's lost, like an atheist or some kind of pagan or whatnot, being angry at Christianity. We're talking about somebody who's calling themselves a Christian, but purposely leading people astray.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, one of the key things that you need to watch out for.
That kind of leads us into, we talked about some main things to know about false teachers, just so you can know, okay, what, well, first of all, as believers, we need to test everything that we hear or that we read or see with Scripture.
Absolutely.
Line it up with, okay, is this really what the Bible is saying here? And check that. That's one way to protect ourselves from false teachers. But false teachers, most of the time, they portray themselves as truthful.
That's right.
And they will, a lot of times, use a little truth in their teaching.
Yep.
So that it sounds good when you first hear it. And it makes it so hard to discern sometimes if you aren't paying attention, if you aren't being vigilant and sober-minded. False teachers obviously lead people astray because what they're saying sounds good. And, you know, people like to hear what sounds good and they'll follow it. Man, that sounds great. I'll listen to you, right? I'll give you some money, whatever. But most importantly, the false teachers, they just absolutely do not teach the truth. A little bit of truth with not a lot, with the rest not being truth, it's not truth at all.
I always tell others, I've said this in years, you know, we call it a half-truth.
Yep.
But a half-truth really is still a lie.
Right.
You know, you can candy coat it with those words.
Yep.
But if it ain't the full truth, it's a lie.
Yep. Yep. And it defiles the whole thing. I mean, I think about, there was a story I heard back when I was a teenager, and a guy was using it as an illustration, but he made some brownies. He was telling his son, he made some brownies, but he added just a little bit of poop in it, in the brownie. And he was like, do you want the brownie? He was like, no, but it was just a little bit of poop. He was like, no, I don't want the brownie. The poop messed up the whole thing, right? So it doesn't matter how much lie is in the truth.
That's right.
It's messing it up.
It's not good.
And that's kind of a nasty story, but, you know, sticks in your head.
I think it works.
You know? Key thing about false teachers that they will pick and choose certain things from the Bible to believe and obey, but others they will disregard. If you find people holding strongly to one truth in the Bible, but then they're disregarding another truth, that's one telltale sign that they might be a false teacher.
Yeah.
And it's one way to recognize those things. And so, Shannon, I think the biggest question about false teachers here and what Paul is getting at, or the question that he would kind of pose here with this from verses 10 through 16, is how can we defend ourselves from these false teachers? Because they're all around us. So
Absolutely.
How can we defend ourselves?
Really, I think the first step is, of course, is being in Christ. Mm. You know, actually being a true, dedicated believer to Christ. Because that's the thing is if you're honestly searching for the truth, God's going to show it to you.
Yeah.
He's going to work through the Holy Spirit. He's going to open up your eyes to the truth. And I mean, that's the start. If you're not a dedicated follower of Christ, you're going to be led all sorts of astray. And sadly, I think there's a lot of people in our churches, they're going through the motions. And as a result, they buy into whatever is told them. They never look it up. They never stand on their own two feet. Being a dedicated follower of Christ and going after the truth. And that leads to the next thing is you got to be standing exactly on what God's word says. You know, be testing everything that somebody says. Look it up for yourself. Don't just take their word for it. Even if they're a trusted person, you should still be digging into the truth yourself, and then you need to stand up for the truth.
Yeah.
Once you are solid, hey, this is what God is saying, this is the truth from his word, I'm going to defend it then to the end of my time.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, wow, this is all sounds good, but that's really hard. I'm a new believer. Or you know what, maybe I've been a believer for a while, but I haven't really challenged myself. And I've been one of those that just followed somebody at their word of mouth. And, you know, what do you do? And that's what makes a good local church so important, because you need to be around other people that can mentor you, that can challenge you, that can hold you accountable, that you can then hold them accountable, and you guys come together. You need other people in your life to help build you up and to help show the truth and to help demonstrate the truth. And that's, I think, ultimately the principle of what Paul is getting at with Titus. Titus is to go to these churches in Crete and set them in order, get rid of the garbage, help strengthen them up, bring them together in Christ so that they're really truly the body. The Christian walk is not one that's meant to be alone.
Yeah.
It's meant to be lived in community.
Right.
And you need a community in order to defend against false teachers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we hope this has been helpful to you. False teachers are everywhere. You got to know how to defend yourself. It's been great being with you today. If you are noticing a lot of background noise, send to Starbucks here in the lovely Port Orange, Florida, and right next to a busy street. But you know, we're hoping maybe we'll run into some people, be able to share Jesus doing this podcast. Amen. So praying for everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Motion Church Weekly. As always, head over to our website at motionchurch.life or follow us on social media to keep up with the latest from Motion Church. We hope you have a great week.